Henry Morgan Show. Yes, the Henry Morgan Show with Arnold Fang, Fran Warren, Kurt Kelton, Milton Kadem's orchestra, and me, Ben Grauer. And here's the star of the Henry Morgan Show standing on his favorite corner in front of the cigar store.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan.
Hey, Bud. Hey, Bud, come here. I picked you out of the crowd because you got on your kind of likable, honest face, you know what I mean? Come here. Step over here against this neutral background. Zach, I know where you can get a glass of real water. Come here, listen. I got a friend. He's got water on the knee. We're tapping him tonight.
You see, I'd like to explain to the rest of the country there's a water shortage in New York, and it's very funny. Hey, Dad, only 13 more shopping days to Christmas. You should get something for Junior. You should get something for him. After all, you don't want to just give him away. I'd like to explain to the rest of the United States there's a water shortage in New York. Oh, that's the explanation for the other one. Speaking of Junior, have you noticed how all the advertisements for kids' toys point out that the toys are real, real washing machines, real typewriters, real bear traps for Junior, comes complete with full directions on how to assemble and what to do till the doctor comes. We got another grand gift for kids. It's a small stage, little stage, and you get a set of toy puppets with blurred faces. Looks just like a real television show. This miniature set comes also with a miniature Hooper rating. It's just like mine. I saw an ad for a real carpenter set for Junior, just like Dad's, with a big sledgehammer. And with it, you get a little book of instructions on what to say every time you hit your thumb with a hammer. And real words, too. That's the kind Dad uses when he hits himself. Saw an ad for a real chemistry set. Hey, kids, lots of fun. Be your own pharmacist with this miniature drugstore. Just like the druggist on the corner, you, too, can be a chemist and make your own malted. This chemistry set sounds like hope. He keeps, you know, and then he waits and he says, then he blames the people because the jokes are no good. But I do. This chemistry set also, what are you saying? This chemistry set also comes equipped with a toy atom bomb and a set of real loyalty questions. I think you're darling. I know a little boy woke up one Christmas morning. He took down all his presents from the tree, and among his presents was this chemistry set. He started to play with it, and a few minutes, everything was hanging on the tree again, including the little boy. Then they have a real cowboy suit. Comes with a gold-finished Texas six-shooter with revolving bullet chamber, click trigger, adjustable rear sight, and a man-sized ivory-like embossed bust. Sounds real, doesn't it? It is. Won't Mom be surprised? And Dad? And the police? And then, oh, I beg your pardon, here comes my friend Gerard. Hey, hello, Gerard.
Hi.
Hey, Gerard, you're just the guy I'm looking for. I've been standing here for 3 hours hoping you'd show up. I'm invited to a house party later, and it's going to be fun, a lot of people, a lot of laughs. I've been waiting here especially to ask you to come along with me. What do you say?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
No?
I tell him no. He tells me no.
Be a lot of fun, Gerard. No kidding. There'll be some nice people there. Very nice.
You mean dames?
Well, I didn't mean girls particularly.
Then I don't want to go.
But naturally, there'll be girls.
But not nice, huh?
Well, of course the girls will be nice.
Then I don't want to go.
Well, what I meant is there'll be a lot of people you know, like Jerry.
Jerry who?
Jerry Holt, you remember him. He's a lot of fun at a party.
Oh, you mean the one who's always rolling up his pants and putting on a lady's hat?
Yeah, yeah.
And when he shakes hands with you, he's always got a buzzer in his hand.
Yeah.
And he always wears a carnation that squirts right in your eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm dying.
Jerry can be fun, Gerard. You remember that time at his girl Mildred's house when he put on a lampshade and he danced with a mop?
That was a mop?
Well, sure.
Not Mildred?
Of course not. Look, you can't blame him for going with Mildred, and you can't pick his girls for him.
I'm not blaming, I'm not picking, and I'm not going.
Well, he should ignore Jerry. There are a lot of things we can do at the party.
Yeah, for instance?
Well, all kinds of things.
For instance?
Well, we could just sit around and talk.
About what?
About anything.
Yeah, for instance?
Well, anything. It'll be interesting.
Want to bet?
Be some pleasant people there. If there's nobody else you want to talk to, we'll get into a corner and you can talk to me.
Sit in a corner and talk to you.
Well, sure.
Now, for this, I should get all dressed up and take a haircut?
Oh, you don't have to talk. If you want to, you can dance.
Nah, who wants to dance with you?
Oh, look, you know what you do at house parties. You can talk, you can eat, you can dance. Wait a second. This is Friday? The party was last night.
Last night, huh?
Yeah.
And you didn't even ask me.
Well, I'll see you around, Gerard.
Likewise.
Well, it's getting kind of late. I better get over this broadcast. Taxi! NBC driver, and hurry.
Okay, Max.
Hey, taxi! Taxi! First, wait till I get in.
You're right. I'll lose more tips that way.
NBC, please.
Okay. Well, how's it going?
Fine. How are things with you?
I can't kick. Only had one accident this week, but it wasn't my fault.
What happened?
I hit the Empire State Building.
How can you hit the Empire State Building?
How can you hit it? How can you miss it?
I figured. Say, aren't you going a little too fast?
Oh, kid, you're living.
I know, but it feels so temporary. How fast are you going?
I don't know.
Well, what does the speedometer say?
The what?
The speedometer. It's a little dial in front of you.
It says, empty. Boy, did I have a stupid passenger just ahead of you. Claimed he was with the UN. What a phony.
How do you know?
That guy with the UN, he could hardly even speak English. Hey, pretty boy, what you doing later? See that cop?
Yeah, I saw the cop. What about him?
In the living room, he's one of New York's finest.
You know, at first I thought you didn't know him.
I don't.
You don't know? You just said that...
There are five of us girls driving cabs in this part.
So?
The word gets around, son. The word gets around. Want me to turn on the radio?
No, never mind.
If you want me to, just say so.
No, that's all right.
You're paying for the ride, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So if you want the radio, just say so.
Well, I don't think so.
Okay. There's a good show on.
Well, all right then.
So you want the radio?
Yeah.
It screeches.
Well, then never mind.
If you want it.
No.
Okay. Mind if I turn it on low?
No.
No, yes, or no, no.
Up to you.
Look, Buster, just because you can't make up your mind, don't take it off the tip.
I won't.
Get out of the way, you stupid jerk. Look at the way these pedestrians walk right down the middle of the street.
They're not on the street. You're on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. Come on, you lunkhead. Separate. Let a lady through.
Good evening, anybody. Well, I see Milt Tatum's and the orchestra made it. There's an empty microphone handy, and if I play my cards right, I think Fran Warren will sing for us. Something by Cole Porter, maybe, Fran?
Yep, it's I Get a Kick Out of You.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky. My idea, nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick.
Very good, Ben. No kidding. Hey, Ben, do you realize that that a lot of youngsters listen to this program?
Yeah, but don't worry, Henry. They may outgrow it.
Benji, you really get them off, don't you? Who'd you get that off, Red Skelton? But tonight, for the benefit of our young listeners, I'd like to read the comments. I like those quiet jokes. Like them, I hate them. Tonight, I'd like to read the comic section out loud. Would you introduce me, Ben?
Oh, sure. But don't worry, Henry. They may outgrow it.
Ben, you just said that.
Same low. I know, but it's so rare that I get something real nifty to say.
Tell you what you do, Ben. You better introduce me. That's a real nifty.
Hello, boys and girls. It's old Funny Page time again. And here's your old friend to read you all your old favorite comics, old Uncle Henry.
Good morning, boys and girls. Oh, have we got our funny papers all spread out on the floor there in front of the fire? And are we lying on our little tummies in front of the fire? Not there, too close to the fire. Our little eyebrows might catch and might make the living room all smoky. Icky poo. Well, let's turn to the first funnies, Dick Tracy. Oh, look, Dick Tracy and his friend B.O. Plenty are tied up in chairs, and every time they try to move, they choke themselves. See, that, let's see, in the next box, B.O. Plenty says, He goes patoo. Look at all the gangsters here in the next square. Trigger, Mortis, Nitsy Nutsy, Ulcers, Biz Pretty, Screwhead, The Beast, Blue Belly, and Arthur L. Newman. Then in the next box, B.O. Plenty goes
to two.
Oh, look what's happening here. The gangsters have started shooting. You see the bullets, see? Bang, zing, bang, zing, bang, zing. Ow, crash, oof. Blam, blam, zing. Rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat. Bang, blam, zing. Patoo. Oh, look at this last box over here, will you? Look at all that blood. Here, there's one gangster there, shot in the head right there. You see the hole? Then in the last box, D.O. Plenty says, Patoo. That was a good one, wasn't it, kid? Patoo. Well, now, let's move along here to Terry and the Pirates. Now, let's see. Here's the dragon lady coming into the room, and she's... Not bad. Not bad. And Terry says, how long are you keeping me here? And the dragon lady, you see the dragon lady? Let's all look at the dragon lady for a little while. Not bad. Not at all bad. But the dragon lady doesn't answer him, and she turns her back. She's wearing a long, shiny, tight-fitting gown, you see? Let's all look at that for a while. How long is that? All right. Hey, look at that there. Not bad. Now, it's pretty good, huh, boys and girls? Did you see that, boys and girls? How about that, boys and girls? Shall we read that one again, boys and girls? Wow. Boys and girls. Well, let's move down now to Little Orphan Annie. She... let's go back to Terry and the Pirates and the Dragon Lady, huh, boys and girls? Would you like that? I would. Hey, see your boys and girls there?
Thank you, Uncle Henry.
Wow! Huh, boys and girls? Huh? Wow.
Thank you, Uncle Henry.
Wow! If I just say that the next number is Brahms' Fifth Hungarian Dance, you'll be sure this is the wrong program you tuned into. But Bernie Green arranged it, and according to Bernie's program notes, something tricky going on here. He wants Milton Kadams and the orchestra to play Brahms' Hungarian Dance the way it might be played by a Hungarian orchestra leader who's trying to please all shades of public opinion that you would now find in Hungary. That would be Hungarian, Russian, American, Lord knows. Milton? Probably the first time in radio that on a comedy show the orchestra played something political.
And also the first time nobody understood it. I didn't, but it was cute. I guess they're against something or for something. You never knew that could be done with a banjo, did you? What have I been doing? Oh, I've been listening to crime shows on the radio. I've been sick. And I was home, and I was listening to all these crime shows last week. And I noticed that they all have practically the same story. As a matter of fact, any one of them could be done with half the words changed around or mumbled or even completely scrambled, and you'd still be able to follow the story. Easy. I'll prove it to you. We're going to do a whole crime sketch. And even though you won't understand half the words, you'll still know exactly what's going on. And I guarantee you'll like it as much as any other crime show on the air. You ready, Ben?
Sure, Henry.
The Morgan Radio Players present... Murder in the Club Copacabana. It's the interior of the famous nightclub at midnight, and a big throng is thronging the joint.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Quiet, everybody. Quiet, please. Quiet. Quiet. Thank you. Thank you, very Travis. This is your master of ceremonies, Happy Henry Grossenlacher, and I bid you all lovely clients, you're welcome to the Club Copacabana. Our floor show is about to start, and the first Gritner in our spectacular Chris Muller tonight is your favorite singer of popular sitting lube, Smiley Benny Greaveney. Let's give the boy a great big holnit.
Okay, maestro, downbeat it, you crang.
They saw me grab it. Each time you toss it, I seem to hear gluten divine. Besame, besame, flegish. Kiss me and glib me, that's all.
Good heavens! Good heavens! Smiling Benny Greaveney has been cravelated. Right through his drulnik. Stay in your seats, everybody. This is a case for the Putzer firm. Somebody send for a gluttony. No, I'll do it myself. Hand me the Calton firm. Hello, Putzerbine. Give me Magnaford, please. Plant, have this dirt and five. No, no, plant, have this dirt and five. Hurry up, it's a good and fine. Never mind, never mind, operator. The gluttony's just arrived. Take it easy, Benny. We'll rush you right over to the polyclinic Sangamix.
Dr. Plugel wanted in Hirschebrock. Dr. Plugel wanted in Hirschebrock. Patient has been cravelated. He is legaling fast.
I'll have to operate at once. Nurse.
Yes, doctor.
Prepare the patient.
The patient's ready, doctor.
Good. Clammers.
Clammers.
Ottenkrimmer.
Ottenkrimmer.
Pranger.
Pranger.
Flint Plugel.
Hmm?
Flint Plugel.
We haven't got a Flint Plugel, doctor.
And I'll use my flogget. No, it's too late. The patient's sonus has just glued.
Doctor, you mean...
Yes, yes, Mr. Grossenlacher. Smiling Benny Greaveney is slurm perturbed.
Poor Benny. So young and so clubbed. Mark my words. Whoever committed this crime will go to the electric blue...
Now in session. Who's representing the drumstick?
I am, Your Honor.
And who will represent the point, Dick?
I will, Your Honor.
Got the case sewed up, haven't you? On the first witness.
Yes, Your Honor. I call Charlie Bolton Staffer to the giblet.
Here I am.
Mr. Bolton Staffer, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
I quill it.
This is it.
Now then, where were you on the night that Smiling Benny Greaveney was cravelated?
Me? I was at the drumstick.
Alone?
No, I was with my fling.
What time was that?
About 7:30.
That's a lie.
Your Honor, high up trap.
Obstruction. Overruled it.
Thank you, Your Kindness. Charlie Bolton Staffer, you testified you were an alerted friend talking to a flirt. Obviously, an out-and-out barefaced group.
Your Honor, I am trapped.
Obstruction. Overruled it.
But, Your Honor, that was a dastardly crowd attack.
Are you calling me a Drevis?
You were. You're a Stephen.
You, Zilber.
You, Flirt.
Grant.
Flirt.
Fluke. I would have had you.
Order. Order in the front. Now, gentlemen, the jury, have you reached the pool set?
Yes, Your Honor. We, the jury, find Charlie Boughton's staffer foul wine.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, and thank you from the bottom of my crayon. Has finally gluffled.
You've heard the Morgan radio players in Benny Greaney's Poll Tag. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Ladies, have you found that my product has been for your sake most of the time aside? I want you to know that not only for children, but even for men and women of adults who have always gotten at it and given the praise, they feel that it has a choice. I come to you and say that if you use my flag, all your praise will come to a stage because you haven't seen I don't go for praise. I leave you only with the sword because we have a stage which always, well, sometimes it doesn't even stand. But during the entire day, when I say to you, what does it make to feel? It's when you eat it with a sword. That's what it makes proud of me. But I do want to say to you that during the length of my fame, I have a certain motto. And it always says, use the pride of people who derelict the sea. You see, that is when you yourself will find yourself so safe that you wouldn't think, I won't think I got it. But I want you to know that there have been many ways of taking a status. There is, for instance, the time if a little child should want to take a pour. What do? You pour a few drags into a snack. Now, then you stir up the grape and give it a swirl, which makes everybody feel like, oh, maybe she will. But on the other side, when she wants a vandalite, which makes the fortune with gotchas on the higher floor of a saint, she will have a station. Now, in conclusion, I have a little poem apropos of my product. The title of the poem is To the Shrines of Pride, which leaves itself so safe that even the little spaces, as they go about taking the form of my face, will find that they do have a season which I give the form. This is the title. Since the title and the poem are both synonymous of the way we would like to state for you, the only ones of the audience, I say to you, don't feel about faith. Always remember the words of that great psalmist who said, a maid and his tune are saved and born. But with my product, there is never such a thing. And so I say to you, in conclusion, may you all have filled and saved. Good night, drowsies, and... oh, there, good night.
Will be on this same corner in front of the cigar store again next week at this same time. Thank you very much and good night.
This is the Henry Morgan Show with Arnold Fang, Fran Warren, Kurt Kelton, Jack Albertson, Johnny Gibson, Arthur Maitland, and Milton Kadams and his orchestra. Morgan himself will be back on this corner in front of the cigar store next Friday night at this same time. The Henry Morgan Show is produced by Kenneth McGregor. This is Ben Grauer, Travel Lady.
What's on NBC tomorrow? 16 years ago this week, Prohibition came to an end. And this week on Broadway, gentlemen still prefer blondes. Hear again the famous voices of the Fabulous 20s, from Calvin Coolidge to Ben Burney, plus the voices of the people who made the news this week. They're on Voices and Events, a living record of history heard every Saturday at midday on many of these same NBC stations. Next, it's We the People on most of these same NBC stations.